My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today the Church remembers and celebrates Saints Cyril and Methodius, brothers who evangelized the Slavic peoples and brought them into the Church in the late 9th century. Today, there are various topics or themes that we could focus on for the homily, noting that it's also the 14th of February, which in our neo-pagan culture is a day dedicated to romantic love, but which has a custom, which has its roots within the Christian religion. Saint Valentine was a martyr who gave his life then for love of God, for love of salvation and souls, and the custom of exchanging romantic messages also is tied to a medieval belief that on this day birds would begin pairing for their spring mating. So this helps bring another point, which Saint Pope John Paul II, or Pope Saint John Paul II, focused on with regard to Saints Cyril and Methodius. That is, the need for a new evangelization when our customs have become stripped of their Christian meaning. When I say our customs, I mean the customs of the Christian West. Until not so long ago, our culture was imbued with not only remnants of Christian customs, but a real awareness. And now children associate Christmas with Santa Claus and Easter with a bunny, things that have nothing to do with the true saving faith and religion. Saints Cyril and Methodius are the co-patrons of Europe, which is once called Christendom. And so they stand for us as reminders and examples of a work that we need to renew and to engage in personally, which brings me to the other theme that is relevant, the theme of Fatima, which resonates with the first reading we heard today, the warning given to Noah and the actual deluge that did take place because of the evil that God saw mankind had given itself over to. And yet Noah was saved. He found favor with the Lord. And so the Lord provided for him a means to survive. Similarly, in our day, God is warning us, has warned us numerous times, and sent the highest envoy in the universe besides his own son. He sent the mother of his son, Our Lady, appeared in Fatima almost 100 years ago. It's actually, as of yesterday, 90 days before the 100th anniversary. And so, in view of the great need for prayer and penance, which has to be the beginning of the new evangelization, if we're to be credible, if we're to have the grace necessary to bring our wayward brothers and sisters in this once Christian civilization back to Christ and to salvation, we have to ourselves be converted. And so Father Heilman, who led the novena for our nation, which was prayed twice before the inauguration of our current president, is now also exhorting especially men who really need to get back into the practice of the faith and grace, but everybody, to participate in a program that he's calling Nineveh 90, which is tied to a men's program of spirituality based on Exodus. Nineveh refers, of course, to the city that was converted by Jonah and his prayer, which heard the warning and turned back to God through penance and fasting. We were all very concerned, every Christian, I believe, was very concerned with the last electoral campaign election and selection of the president that we now have. And prophets, we still have prophets today, were warning, and I'll name specifically one, Charlie Johnston, who has been for years now warning of the coming storm that we're already in. He had prophesied that, or he predicted, based on his own interpretation of certain messages that he says he has received from heaven, that the president elected, if the election even took place, would not enter into office, and we know that, in fact, he did. So some people are discrediting Charlie Johnston as not being truly informed or inspired by God, and yet we must remember that private revelations and prophecies are given, and these warnings are given as contingencies. If we don't turn back to God, such and such will happen. And Our Lady of Fatima gave very alarming warnings as to what would happen if we do not turn back to God. One of those was the spread of Russia's errors, and we see that has already taken place. But the final warning is one of a cleansing not unlike that experienced in the time of Noah, this time involving fire falling from the skies and destroying a great part of humanity and civilization. This will happen if we don't turn back to God, a message that was repeated at Akita. For further reference, I would encourage you to read some of the writings of Father Regis Scanlon, a Capuchin friar. The warning, of course, at Fatima is also contingent, and Our Lady did give us a program through which we could have God's peace, and it is centered on, first of all, conversion and the sanctification of our daily lives, and also penance, doing penance for the salvation of souls. And this is, again, is the message being repeated in this exhortation to spend the next 90 days in intensive prayer and a program of personal conversion. And I believe that Saints Cyril and Methodius would heartily agree and encourage us to do this at this time so that we can begin to credibly call our entire culture back to God, which is so desperately needed. May they intercede for us, and may Our Lady of Fatima obtain for us the grace to lead by example through personal conversion, and may she obtain for us the courage to witness the truth of the Christian religion and the Christian faith through a life of piety and devotion that is sincere and manifested in good works, beginning with our own commitment to conversion and penance. Praise be Jesus and Mary.